katana zoyu çoğunum. Sanki barıdı danı şubsuk. Ağlı iki gece bir sonum. Dola peşi sanki yürü barıyku. Ona zaman jönan ki tadanyi bir senge tuyici tuyandu. Tuzalana mepa yadamu zoyu sanki kumbarabıcı enice tobra şagu. Te tobra şagu çiğdu. Tambi çiğörüm bu cisiyenye bir külüm şanki cisimci. Zeyi sebe konu sembrikyo. Tak ada sama logo ni. Siapa sahaja di kumpul thaya tu. Siapa tu yang kuat dengan Yesus itu milik thawa. Tiada ni yang tak siapa siapa pengen lepas Yesus itu milik orang mukia. Ni dia kumpul thaya kita sampai mulai. Tangan orang tu ni, tak cuci, susu cuci, rugi ya tu. Ni, ni rugi macam ni tu, tu skill, sebab ni. Kerana istana orang susu susu pun tu didik sana. Ani, tak, pernah, dosa ni ikhik bersih. Takkan lagi ikhik, kini ini ikhik, lonsir dan lonsir dia tak sama lagi bayi ini ya. Ani, tak, kahil pe, tu tadi ni. कि दुनिया भागी नहीं गई है ना खासी ने तो ये ताज़ने कि ता ने कुछ दिया लिया भी आह तो तने छोए ना बता देता ना खासी ने यार कि समसाल ने देवो ये भी समसाल से पे दुनिया के नर्वे तो ये कि मांगो कि थोंग दो वास्ते ता देवगा छबना ये ना कि वो थोंग दो वास्ते जब तंस चामलो कहने कहने � ले संपूर्ण देव थी पे देव निकल देवतां की वो यहाँ थे ले देव ले गवाह थे निशुंगर तब दुनिया यहाँ था अने मिदिया राल मिदिया करी शुमें तो समालो ले मिदिया सभी नमी तेराल यहाँ इंप्रेशन तब दूसरे ने पे लेंडे के नाम गया थे गरासुन दूसरे सौ का ना देव ने ti pa halam da mi ki thoy da mi ki thoy yo ma len de na ki yo ma de yi na ya ko ti le pe ma ji pa se ta jun si ki thoy ki do wa shi de thong do wa shi
as I can often remind all of us that it's important for us to reflect on why we need to cultivate sexuality or why we need dharma, if you will, in our lives. Now, we all live in a human society, and we live in different environments and under different circumstances. And given that, we are all living in the same location, same environment, and we have access to the same resources. But still we find differences in our experiences. There are those who have what we call temporary comfort and pleasures. And there are others of us, although they are living in the same environment and have same maybe resources available, but somehow, we run into more misery and problems and difficulties. And then there are, maybe most of us, who experience alternatively suffering and comfort or whatever temporary happiness that is there in samsara or simple existence. So how come, if you ask, that given that we are in the same location, maybe in the same, country, same, resources available, we have differences of these experiences. And so if we look within Buddhist teaching, what we find is the theory of law of karma that would explain our situations and experiences. So basically, what we're talking about is all the good things that we experience in our life, under all circumstances and situations, are the results of our own good karma, or good, positive action. And all the things that we experience as in the form of misery and, pains and problems, these are the results of negative karma, or bad karma, that we create and accumulate. So basically, all our life experiences are related with the kind of karma or actions that we create and accumulate. Positive actions lead to positive outcomes, and negative karmas or negative actions lead to negative outcomes. And of course, karma is not something that we can see with our naked eyes, but the consequences is something that we can witness and we can observe in happening in our own life and in the life of other people and the beings around
us. Ranta yin je ni gara se ta ni su le ndu te be yin na ti ni le ki ke chama lo le pe ndu si ni le ki ke thon shon ta me ba de ha ko do ba ko su 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 man da ga le su 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 man da ga sa su 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 le man da sa ni ti sa ni ga da su 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 no ma nyo ma to ta ni ki pa ji pu ji thon te le yon da ba te ni da ki te ni ta le ki ke kāngāla dūsīni kōntrōsīyā tani mēbata ngā tsū dūsī hā kōgu dōgōsī. Kio lē sū 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 sāni tēlā tēng shūngā. Pē nā, tā tēng sā kāsīn tēwā tē shūngā kārpa ngā tsū pē dūchā kīpī shūngā dōgō. Yīnā yā kāshī yān, mē māngbō yītā nēshī kīpī shūngā tē yīnā yā, pāma pīngā kīpā yīnā, kāngbā kīkīnā dē yīnā yā, kāshī yī kī, tē sūlā nēbā mēbā, tārā yīnā bā tēlī tā. Tā kāshī shī kūyān tēlī shūngā dōgō, tsā wā lē māntā wā sāni, pē nā mī tā rāng lā, Sosu nyonggu yate, nyonggu yobate, ta sebe tong hingu yores.
We must also understand that all the experiences that we go through in our life, both good and bad, or positive and negative, they are not brought upon us, for all of us, by somewhat called a one universal karma that is operating somewhere in the, in the cosmos, somewhere there. And so it is controlling all of us, and it's doing all its tricks and playing all the tricks on us, and then we go through all these experiences. According to Buddhism, that all these different experiences we go through are results of the consequences of different karmic actions. So each experience, in a sense, could be related to a particular kind of karma, good or bad, positive or negative. And so we can think that if I am the one who is suffering so much, it is as if I have inherited this from my forefathers or ancestors. Okay? Karma is not that something we inherit from some other people. Karma is something that we as individuals create and accumulate, and we experience the results of karma accordingly, meaning good karma lead to good results and bad karma lead to bad results. Now, going back to what I started off today, that given the same situation, you know, good or bad, I mean, now what we have witnessed now is this, you know, tragedy of Hurricane Katrina. But that's just a tremendous tragedy and destruction there. Now, within that given situation, it's the same situation in which millions of people got caught up, and within the same family, how come that some have died, okay, under within that situation, others have, you know, how to say, have escaped, you know, in some sense, the tragedy. And within one family member, some are died and some are alive. Okay, given that they were all part of the same situation. And so that will be explained in relating to their individual karma.
Susu ini pe yapu ini ada susu zogu garis. Ani sonca al migi li migi wi al li migi angin masa sima dupa meba zaya tam. Ani sar dupa masa wajah jin kaya. Ti kangge kang tong sing tue dumne. Ani ti tong ni ani tak cawat sing gu garis.
But another important thing to remember about karma is something that we create and accumulate. But it's something, you know, that could be destroyed, if you will. And I want to talk about that in terms of negative karmas or bad karmas that we create and accumulate. And so in the first place, of course, we learn not to create and accumulate negative karmas. Okay, try to stop right from the beginning. But for whatever reason, you know, if we have accumulated bad karmas, you know, then the next thing that, you know, we can do is purify ourselves of negative karma. So that's why in Buddhist teachings we talk about purification practices. So that's based on the condition that our karmas have not ripened yet. Okay? So before that, we can, if you will, intercept karma. And we can get rid of the negative karma so that we do not have experience their negative consequences. But on the other hand, we need to learn to create positive karma. Not only that we create them, but we also have to learn to deserve the positive karma, because they should be destroyed otherwise. See? And so that's what, you know, we learn from Dharma or from Buddha's teaching.
Tetapi kita juga sonda, ane kira lojong siapa yang kehimpunan, lojong siapa yang mazik, mana sisi kita tak kehimpunan, tu dia mungkin sedang dua, sonda sisi sisi tu anda tu hebat ni, ko lalai macam mana, tak pentol kehimpunan gua macam, sebab rasa kira hebat si, kira hebat si, tak he ni tu yang macam gua ni.
First thing first, so to speak, that as I often emphasize, that we where we begin, so we have to educate ourselves about, you know, spirituality or Dharma. We have to educate ourselves about, you know, the law of karma, all its dimensions, positive and negative. What are the factors involved in creation of karma and in preserving good karma and destroying bad karma? Now, all of those are the things we learn through listening to teaching, through study, and through education. And so, in context of Dharma, of course, learning or education is very important. But then what is more important after that, once we have educated ourselves in Dharma, if that means we intellectually know about the Dharma, the next is to put it into practice, to cultivate it within our mind. Okay, there is no substitute for practice. Yeah? And so in that sense, the study of Dharma is very different. Okay, to add a footnote here, it's not studying any other subject. Once you know about it, you have expertise, you know, maybe that's about it. But here, we really need to cultivate it within our mind and bring about inner transformation. We need to change ourselves from within positively. And that's what the Dharma is all about. Yes. To be able to do that, we need to learn about it first. We need to be gain expertise. But once we have that, now we need to apply it to ourselves.
There
is so much to learn about the law of karma, which by the way is a law of nature. It's not an artificial law of creation. We learn not to create anything, any negative karma, or do anything bad. But having said that, you know, we might end up creating a lot of negative karma. So the next thing that I have to explain to you is to purify ourselves of negative karma. And so we need to learn the techniques or the practices of purification, if you will. And so there is a saying in Tibetan that a fool's slight negativity could bring about a great suffering result, whereas an intelligent person's great negativity might end up producing a small result. Okay, what do we mean by that? Is that we may have created and accumulated what is called serious negativity, you know, one of those like intense negative karmic action. But if we know how to purify ourselves of that negativity, okay, you know, sometimes people translate it as called a compassion practice, but I don't think that captures the whole dimension. So I would like to use a purification practice. If we know, you know, what are the antidotes we must apply to destroy or get rid of that negative karma, then even a serious negative karma, you know, it may not necessarily bring its result. Or at least its result could be minimized. You know, we can decrease the intensity of that negative karma to the extent that if it has to produce some result because we did not purify it completely, that could be the only reason, then it brings a slight negativity. On the other hand, someone who has created a somewhat insignificant karma, negative, but doesn't know how to purify it, then day by day, if the karma is one of those things, the intensity picks up. You know, that's why we talk about the, you know, it's a funny way to say English, it's a multiplication of karma. That means it just grows, it just multiplies, you know, from 2 times to 4 and 4 times to 8, you know, and then you want to put in a statistic, it just grows like that. And so one day it really becomes a huge negative karma and brings a great suffering result. Right? So that's why in Buddhism, we learn about karma from all different angles and aspects. And so once we have created negative karma, we don't feel depressed about it, you know, but there's something we can do. So that's why we call it purification practice. And the example Geshe-la gave to illustrate this point is, I say, if we have an iron ball, and we don't know what to do, none of us have any, you know, technical skills, you know, to handle it, and we throw it into water, what does it do? It just plunges in. because they are in war. What else can they do? But if somebody knows how to fashion a plate out of it, otherwise it's a nice iron plate or steel plate, make it right. Now you throw it on the water, it'll float. It's not been the same because you know you changed it. So in that sense, we could change our karma.
Xong chưa? Rồi chưa? Nó nhìn nó đi. Xong chưa ta? Lê gieo ta mẹ gieo nhìn cái yang increase sẽ đi vào đấy đó nhá. Mẹ gieo thì yang phải chịu gì? Trong tí sao vì nó sang nhìn sẽ thế, nên sẽ phải thế. Nãy cái gieo lê cái sao vậy nè? Ta có nãy cái phải gieo rồi chứ? Đi vào đấy.
Whether it's a negative karma or positive karma. I don't want to send a, like a negative, you know, message here, like, oh, if you do a negative karma, and that's the only one that's increasing, the positive karma somehow gets fixed and stuck somewhere. Yeah. It's true with the positive karma. If you do a positive karma, it also increases, you know, with time.
That you do good, you do it at the same time, you just need to do it. That's how I'm talking about it. Because it's about to be, you know, you know, you know, you day before singing the tang thing hani de le quran so tin de yuan so tang tang yuan ma ro sing de no tin de tin de quran so chim de de da to ri ya da ni ta ran le pe jing ha tin de yuan so tang yuan ma ro yin ne ya ko te ma ti sang yi da ga shong do wa te nang ge les chao ma ta ba ka du yu mi ne ga zo ha ko ya ma les de ren pe ne sang dan ji de shi ma ni ani ngol ka yu cha ya ma les ngaranzul san nimal sani de ngal yong ta ngaranzul sheo shema de ngal yong ta cha to me ber du san tong ne pe chu de le chang zeng ni jian ma song de xin ne ba du du gu ber es
and as much as we emphasize the need to educate ourselves about dharma all aspects of dharma and all the spiritual practices that we would we need to know about but we also, as I mentioned earlier, we need to cultivate spirituality within our mind. And when do we need to do that? So we need to cultivate also a sense of urgency. Okay? It is as if there's no time to wait. Okay? A sense of urgency is very important. And how do we do that? Because otherwise, you know, we have this tendency to procrastinate the things we need to do. Right? Okay, I'll do it later. I'll do it tomorrow. And there's unending tomorrow. If it's tomorrow, then another tomorrow comes up. Right? It just goes on. And so we never get things done. In the same way, we never find time to do our practice. So procrastination, which in a Buddhist is also considered as a form of laziness, is a dominant factor in our life. So how do we tackle that? How do we counteract that kind of laziness or procrastination? One of the ways is to meditate on the impermanence of life and things, the transitory nature of phenomena, and how everything is changing moment to moment. Okay, nothing is fixed and static. You know, things are in flow, as you would say, changing all the time. So when you reflect on the impermanence or the transitory nature of life, then we know that we cannot predict when this life is going to come to an end. You know? Because otherwise we always have that sense of permanence, grasping at the permanence of life. It is as if I'm going to live forever. Although it's true that life is going to end someday, but when we feel inside, deep down, well, today I'm going to live tomorrow. So it will be the same on the last day as if I'm going to live again. Okay? So that's the grasping at permanence of life, you know, which prevents us in many ways to practice Dharma right now and then. See? So we need to think about the impermanence of our lives so that we understand, you know, the reality of life. And I mean, there's so many things that happen in our life unexpectedly. Again, I'll go back to the example of Hurricane Katrina. Who expected that to happen? I don't think people in that region, you know. So they expected that the hurricane would come and hit them and landfall in their region and then destroy their homes and have flooding and, you know, die so many people. Nobody expects that kind of thing, but that kind of thing, you know, happens. Even the Mother Nature, you know, does its own thing, things like that happen. So in the same way, our life is very ephemeral. Okay? It's not permanent. It's not fixed. But it might snap any moment if you really don't know that. So before that happens, we get to, you know, act, if you will. So we got to do our, you know, practice. And there's very, you know, a profound saying in Tibetan. In Gyatso called it, those in Tibetan, it even sounds more profound and very good. I'm just quoting from, but I can't do justice to that on the spot. But what it says is this. You don't know whether tomorrow will come first or the next life.
Okay?
Right? And so therefore, because you don't know that, you know, the remaining thing says, do not prepare for tomorrow, but prepare for next life. Okay? And if you prepare for the next life, if tomorrow comes first, that's again a good news, right? Some more time. But if tomorrow doesn't come first and the next life comes first, we're okay. See that? We have prepared. So this is what we're talking about. We really don't know whether tomorrow comes first or the next life comes first.
Well, that kasang ngere tinsam thare ta kasang hema de kare kasi ta du sin te ngere jong rom sung ta amari re te kasa kong won rom sen ku te yin yin tu ani ngo la sa wa shi ani don te ma kuna jo ya du si jo de jo ji le ka ni shi be ti le de ta ma bu na ba was kasi ngi shi tsar was ta le ma bu na ne ya kasi ngi hme ma shi ya de jin be ko te ta jin be ko shi tsa yin ba shi.
Miscellaneous collection of Kadamba Geshe's advices. And so we have witnessed that the three great disciples of Indian master Adisha, and they started to ask a series of questions to their guru or lama, and then Adisha answered their questions. And sometimes he gives us, you know, long answer as we have witnessed to the questions, and we have been going through one of them. And I think last time we talked about, you know, what is, you know, what is the best form of giving? What is giving and all that?
That Jinpa to Tsurimi Bodhi Kyusung, Kyutsai Gya. Kare is na, that Jinpa Tong ne, Tsurimi Yabu Sung Guha Res, ta. Tsurimi Yabu Masu na, Jinpa Rebu Te ne, ngesong te mi mi ta yores te ta te kanis min gena jimba tong bi rebe te la long she chim jung yores long she te ani jo se te din re te ma mi ba she ani ngen ro te la jim be long she o ma ju wan de song do jim be long she ta nen rong yin nang she o tsrin ka ma nyang jung jim be long she te ro wa ngen ba ngen re te la pin ba te kar re she gyo yores na Jinpa tong, tsurim masung bi chenji, tsurim masung bi chenji ngen rul shik yores. Tseta, jinpa yin drebu ta ngen rul ten yin piyo. Ta yidha kaki ju chumbo shibu ten re ta, tsusui long tsan shu yaka an tsikar te, nipa miya pa ta, shu mithu yad ni chungo yore. Ta lu tinsu pe yin long shik shibu shak yore. Koi lu tinsu tin rui. Song tsa lu li ane long shik chimba ta, ngoni san shibu shibu ten yore ko, yina ya kunzu kari shabri se na, Jinpa tong ni tsurim masung ayatze, jinpa yin reba di longshu kimbo shi. Tsurim masung ayatze, di yini tsurim chawi, jen chi. Adi yin duri ta ngen rosh jabri shi.
So basically last time when we talked about the practice of giving or generosity, dan in Sanskrit, and also I didn't talk about the practice of ethics or morality or sila in Sanskrit. And so it's very important to practice you know, them together, and I'll explain why. First, as you know, we have talked about, giving or generosity, it produces resources. In other words, that if you want to be rich, you know, then we practice generosity, because generosity is the kind of karma that leads to resources or richness. Whereas ethics, morality, it leads to good rebirth, fortunate rebirth. Now what happens if we are, you know, really good in practicing generosity, we are very generous and kind, and we love giving, But somehow, we are not good with our practice of ethics and morality. We don't care about morality. We just break our vows, you know, all around. Then what happens is, then the results of our giving could be rising in a very bad situation. And we don't want that. But we want to enjoy our resources. That means we want to have a good reward so that we want to enjoy the resources of the giving. But if the resources, they come about when we are in a terrible situation, well, then we can't enjoy our resources. Okay? And there are some situations where this happens. And that's why in Buddhist literature we talk about, you know, very rich predators or hungry ghosts or naga. Okay? Yeah, just like, you know, if we use today's modern language, there must be like, you know, just multi-billionaire, you know, predators or hungry ghosts. But the thing is that they can't use anything with their resources. It's just predators, hungry ghosts. Okay? And the nagas too. And then the nagas are, when you categorize, you know, like in the Buddhist explanation, how we talk about different types of beings, and nagas are categorized in, within the animals. Okay, the lower kind of animals we're talking about. And so what that tells us is that why they are so rich is because of their generosity in the past life. And why they are in such a terrible situation, hungry ghost world, is because of their bad karma. Okay? So that's what we don't want to see. And the Gita quotes words from supplement in the middle way to substantiate that point.
Yin biyang wang shui dan rung yin shi wu chi rung gangba nian lin yung shi dan ting di hu shi. Da, kasan yin tsurim di hui tsai ya. Tsurim di le, tsurim yi sing yi di gara yi sing na, sung sim di sik di hua si. Tsurim gara yi sing di, len yi di lu skan na yu. Tsurim ji, kyo di gara yi sing na, sim hiya wa yin skan, kasi ka nang sung ma si. Zi ni di ya gang di gara si ta, ma yi, len yi di tung tu ki ma zi nang yu ma ri. Song cha ta, tsurim di le kasan, yi tsurim ma ra ji ki, Tishibi masi bainan re, mige chobungu tsurim siyaji shi, ane sotaji tsurim, ane shengbi simbi dombi, ane sunshaga tsurim, dhagane ingaka dombi sunshaga tsurim shi, manda aji ta yeza shi dhugsi, bwaz kasing shi tsang imbasi.
And we always talk about, you know, what does ethics or morality mean, shooting or shila in the Buddhist teaching. And Adisha explains that, you know, having a peace of mind, or what we might sometimes translate as unperturbed mind, undisturbed mind, that comes from Shila, or morality. And last time we talked about different types of ethics. We started with the basic ethics, which has to do with abandoning 10 negative actions of body, speech, and mind. Okay, that's a very basic, you know, ground-level ethics. And then above that, we talk about individual emancipation ethics, which primarily includes monastic ordination. And then level above that, we have Bodhisattva ethics. And above that, we have the foundation of the Vajrayana ethics. So those are the different levels of ethics that, that we as spiritual practitioners, can cultivate and observe.
That's an egg, don't but come on the lemon, you may say, and they send you don't but some tongue around number Sanjo Samalul, send you don't by yogurt. So that is some great delta, we get you to the gate chamber, the sooner gate chamber is.
Now, although there are those different levels of ethics, that does not mean that every Buddhist, you know, has all those ethics. Okay, because it is your personal choices, you know, what kind of ethics you want to, you know, commit yourself to. Okay? But as Buddhists, and everybody must, as a Buddhist practitioner, I should say, not everyone engaged in Buddhist practices, but everyone who has a Buddhist practitioner, you know, have observed the ethics related with refuge practice and taking refuge in Buddha Dharma and Sangha.
So that, Sri Mdeke Chembo Yimba, Dendu Tenzan Togu, Ransu, Dendu Tenzan Togu, but Naranzo, any, Tho ane sanjiji gongpa tsuya ka tuyandu nye, sanjiji gongpa tuyandu nye ki yor basi. Ti tse kili thog thogu ya ma resu. Pena shewa juni thogu. Shewa juni thoba shewa la ane dendru tenzi juni. Juni pe dhugsi pa shewa dendru di dendru dhugsi pa. Do tupi ina taki daga an ransu shu cewa ta kop cewa yin gwe ki jemre ta kano da wa dare da dusre tus da lam cho dola tsini samitis lam cho drubala lam cho sanji ji kompa shi te drubala tsini samitin ji togures kano ta tsini samitin se ta jin de ki tsomi mi ri tin ji togures lam cho dola tsini samitin manye pardos tu man tenri ki manye ki pardo ane sajo chim bo yung maris sonza te masam me bijola laps ane shewa ni shewa la pa dendu te jini ane do thuya ka shewa len thuya ki ta ti samdu de ngara tanda ra ri tin di thola tong ris ka nang do wa
that is primarily bring about a fortunate or good river and why is that important is all of us I believe are seeking complete enlightenment what is possible to be a Buddha or enlightened then in this lifetime but all of us are not necessarily going to be Buddhas in this very life so that means that it's important for us to be able to have a good rebirth in the future in the successive lifetime so that we are able to carry on with our spiritual development and that's how you know we reach our ultimate spiritual destination Buddhahood and to have good rebirth it doesn't happen by chance or accident we need to face the necessary causes and conditions and among them perhaps the most important is to observe ethics and as Gajra quoted the lines from his memory I believe those are the lines from Manishri Lama Tongkhapa and where he talks about the need to find precious human life that is characterized by eight freedom and ten enriching factors, eight qualities in total. And to be able to find such a life, you need to create the necessary causes and conditions. And without that kind of a life, according to the king, that is very hard to make a tremendous spiritual progress towards
to was come later and like that jimbe jimbe de jimbe cho ma sha pin tin de bu se zhim ji ani cho ka re sin sem xie wa tin ka zeng le xi xu che ta tin bu se ta pa xi zhu gu dan de yin yin chen bu se ta dren ne zhe de xue ka re sin zhe pe cho men che zong yin sta zhe ba gong ya ge nan cho zhe ba de men che zong yin tan de zhe de jian ka nan
So we talk about, already talk about the practice of giving. According to Adisha, the best form of giving is, non-attachment, or sometimes you might prefer to use the word detachment or letting go attachment. And the best form of ethics is to have peace of mind, which could be translated as unperturbed mind, undisturbed state of mind. Let's move on. Now we talk about the best form of patience or tolerance, shanti in Sanskrit, I believe. He says that humbleness or humility, perhaps, is the best form of
patience. That then read that. Zepe cho, ane mencha zongi. That the chagwe kare is na. So se mencha zongi na, ane. Mile ane ka ka mi ane rang neba sheba tele su su mencha zung yi na an tele land pa log ma ra wasi ane zegum tu yo res su zegum ma tiya karas na su su ane pe ta su su rang pe mi yenda su nye kwe shi saman ra bata ta tele ane pe chal ri len lo ya ka len lo ya samu ji tong pe yi na ten mencha zung yi amara son sa danda yi si ta karas ni sheba sa ten duri sin ta karas ya guru yama ane tawa 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 kegyo roba kesa nye kuro gyo ngo gui tuk mara sunsan roba tata nrisi ane kesa mencha zungu yamara mencha zungba yin na ane tep karasi kuro tata zheba gom tuk yor
the Tibetan words mencha zung literally means all the samsara why translating things literally it has a sense of what it calls holding the lowest position. Okay. So the best, I think, English word we have come about is humility or humbleness. That's the better one, that's the term of the teaching. So I mean, a lot of the times why we are so impatient when somebody says something back to us, somebody does something back to us, we just at once jump and retaliate and say 10 times back. It's because of our ego. Our ego couldn't take it. Yeah? And so all these retaliations really spring from our ego, you know, grasping, and which is what on the earth he or she has got the right to say such and such things to me. Yeah? And then we just, you know, attack the person. But when we are humble, sense of humanity, humbleness, then that somehow helps us to be a patient and tolerant person.
Atati kida kechim chagres kare insana kande dizuna lojon tsigi magnana dan sinji tangini yina bin labe dan gyudu besam kyazin tadin ye kebrin zemakyo a ra dani kangdan robitse a kare dan kande lomun te dani kangdan robitse ta menje zons dan sinji tangini yina bin labe dan gyudu besam tadin kebrin zemakyo kandu sun robi dani kele men takin Dani kule menta ki, kyo de kibran zimba kyoz, kanandu was. Tisa mencha zon eki da ki, rana ta kichimu ki uji ragu yor. Tisa chon ragu yamari. Mencha zon se zani, ta kaji iti singdu wa. Mencha zon duk deyabin, ayin kange ngok da dozi tong yungur was. Ti tongu maresi, ti tongu guha maresi.
As great In his 8 verses, Lojong or mind training practice, I state very profoundly and give you the relevant standards from his memory. And basically what the great Sri Lankan Lama tells us is, you know, how we should cherish other sentient beings as more precious than a wishful thing than for a jewel. And so day in and day out, when we have that understanding, then we find ourselves cherishing others more than anything else. And then he continues to tell us that when I am among the others, may I always hold the lowest position and may I always consider myself as the humblest of all. So that's what he talks about in his mind training practice. And one of the things that, you know, many people perhaps, you know, we should bring up or worry about is like, well, if I've been very humble and, you know, then people start to take advantage of me. But I don't think you need to worry about that.
Sometimes, mention the Zunginta, run a kitchen with Togia, Chetta, Zebe Chod Carazan, mention Zunginska, Zobala Carazan, no, Rienge, never Shiba came in Yambi Zabas, that the pagan Shiba, and it's Antares.
So, according to Adisha, being humble is the best form of patience. Humbleness is, like you said, and there are different types of patience or tolerance. And this is what we call
It's
simply called patience of enduring sufferings or the harm brought upon oneself by others. So that is a form of patience. Patience of enduring sufferings brought upon by oneself by others.
That day, the image is a young daughter was a woman who was on the wrong ying around to never see the journey. Dig around the wrong yin part, lend the low by inner. Any repinger was never she said the two lower kay orbits. Never she be cut it taken, they love crumpy cheese in dokum cheese. Never she be take crazy part lend on us. Any cheesy dokum cheese. Quran never sees them, but they have a child of this.
In the Buddhist literature, we find many different ways to cultivate patience. Look at individual situation or an object or a person or agent from different angles so that we can diffuse the individual tension and cultivate patience. And for example, great Indian master Acharya Chandrakirti states, and this is a quoted standard from his memory. public coming from subordinate to middle way. And when he says that, like, when someone harms you, if you retaliate against that person, in thus your retaliation, do away with whatever the harm that person has brought upon you. He or she has already harmed you. So I'm just going to do anything to that. You already had the pain and went through that. So what is that? In other words, asking, does the retaliation, you know, undo, if you will, whatever the harm or pain the other person has inflicted upon you?
这里吧，你现在就说说你怎么跟木头去学习呢？那过了怕人老百姓呢，就学菜就免不给钱一元了呗，这是我送给他送去。
So maybe we can just use a more concrete example here. Let's say somebody, you know, gives a nice punch to your face, and you punch back. Now does this punching back have you, you know, undo whatever pain another person brought upon you? Right? You told you.
天个人呢，自己认识，真是那个人嘛。If
somehow that undo whatever pain inflicted upon you, well, that makes a sense. It's time to punch back.
No, no.这个那边，大概差不多。反正大大样子的，他确中给做个，确中也都。 When the gang is on the stage, it's working good. That's very true.
Another type or the form of patience is called patience of accepting difficulties. This is an extent more in terms of when we embark on spiritual path, when we face so many challenges and difficulties. So we have to have this particular kind of patience to be able to accept all the difficulties and challenges on our way.
然后给你，特别是三八的、光八的，这些就是他，家里可是在这个人家干嘛可以这个人家的，跟那几，老师学不进来，这光学不进去，哎，家里可是你有劲呢，啊，这里你培训可是缺了，你，可是学不的，缺了学不的，学徒要么的，缺了学不的，学徒要么的。
To Dharma. One is study or listening to teaching, as Buddhists traditionally call it, and then contemplation, and then meditation. So those three things should go together. But to be able to do those things is not an easy path. It's not like smooth sailing. You face a lot of pain, difficulties, even a lot of effort. You know? Supposing say that we started our study of Dharma, then after like in every 5 minutes, we just like, oh gosh, I need to take a break now. Then where are we going to see? Nowhere, see? So that even requires some kind of patience to be able to move on and to be able to, you know, as I say, continue our study of Dharma. And the same thing goes to contemplation and meditation.
So that's it, right? So that's it. 那边是用别人的人注意的，是，那边是用别人的人注意的，真的，那得结婚过的是。
I think it comes later in the text. Another one saying here right now, it's, you know, one of the ways we deal with, you know, how to be patient when someone harms us. It's metaphorically speaking. You know, the reason why others are able to harm us is we have set up a target for them. So when we have set up the target, of course others will start to shoot their arrows at the target. We'll be asked to shoot their arrows. Right? So then, you know, you see in some way we are responsible for setting up the target. So don't be a target of others, you know, harmful actions.
Sounds that they get that moment which is sooner is that so say any re yenge rang never she but the rang tony put no shit she go at the rang later rang sa yi
that is of course in a very just ultimate sense at the deepest level that's what I mean not ultimate in the sense of emptiness in the footnote ultimate in the deepest sense is everything is related with our karma so basically why others are harming us is because we're doing the same thing to them sometime somewhere it is the returning the same thing to us. So basically our own actions are responsible in that sense tương tự đó, ngày hôm nay họ có thể làm trả lại.
Đó chỉ là cái sự mà người ta... Thế thì, dễ biết chúng mình sẽ dùng như thế thì, dính cái răng lệnh, dính cái răng lệnh, nhập chuyên được nè xe bình nó, ta tụng nguyên này không thể mang tâm mà chính là dễ thú bạch chẳng.
And so being humble here means that, you know, when others come us, you know, we remain patient not to retaliate against them. So that's what we are talking about, being humble in the sense of not just, you know, say, lose our temper and then retaliate against them.
Thế ta anh ấy khá sẽ gọi. Ta sử dụng mến chá dùng bình yên ná. Anh khá rẽ yên ná. Sì bí tạm bà anh ấy sá khá bá yên mì ngá rá dù hát gọi mà. Mì gần rí xú bú gó, yú bú, xú bú. Tạ khá ná yên tí tá ná sô chí gọi. Sì bí tạm bà khá bá yên mì ngá rá dù hát gọi yên mà. Sông chá kháng gọi mến chá dùng tí bách nụ tè bình yên ná. Anh ấy khu rá dù rá gọi kíp tí bê tá. Sông chá sì bí tạm bà lì tā kubhe chāya, kushan rāpi chēsi chōngba yīna, tā lē zāngba kubhi chitāngu yōrēs. Sōn tā ngēmba, sōsi tsī ngēmba tiri lāp shēbi, mēnkhā mazōngi tsī ngēmba lāp tēshi yīna, shēbi tāmba sā kāla yīna hāku yōma, sōn tā shēbi tāmba tiri rēka, anī ngā rāntu kubhe nirba shēbi yīna, tī anī nirba shēbi yīna rēpi tā rāngi tsāk chīmba kubhi yīngā rēs. Sōn tā mēnkhā zōngi tiri tāndā chīmba dōkwa sā.
Then we also learn to respect everybody else. That's very important. Because one of the things we talk about in Buddhism is you don't know who is who in a real sense. Okay, there are many realized and holy beings. They manifest themselves in many different ways. And they could be anywhere. They could be among the rich people, among the poor people, among the homeless, among the wretched and miserable ones. And you don't know. So if we end up retaliating against one of them, for example, or saying all the bad stuff, then that's creating a serious negative karma. Okay, because we don't know who is who, so now we are talking bad things about holy beings. And so that's why when we learn to respect everybody, then we don't have to worry about that. Because it doesn't matter who is who, because we learn to respect everybody equally. And as a sense of respect, it goes with, or it comes from, the sense of humility or humbleness.
So that the seven which is now he talents he didn't do Kano Kanando. She but Tamba Sakano, you may sheep is Tawe Yoko Medon Hint, Nay in the like in the Zapa shows. Yen and Yapu Majestan Word. Yen and Yapu Majesty Yank and a Carsilta. So the rank two yammer. The mother is telling Yen, swelling in the new case of Yammeris. She but Tamba Sakano, you may sheep is. And the Tawe Yoko Medon made don't make you which is trouble you in a gone and a telegram do see the cup dinner. Maybe but me all you are at the Haku Yamaravas. Did not each other is Canada.
So therefore, we really need to be careful the way we relate to others. Okay, and then he gives this example of how, you know, it's like the embers of fire buried under the ash. So we really don't know what is underneath it. Okay, if you step over that, well, then you know what will happen. So in the same way, we pay the price. In the same way, you know, we should be aware that holy beings can be everywhere and anywhere, so therefore, we need to relate ourselves positively to other people and other beings.
Sanje kyamde de gando ran song do wa de yo ta mang mi ta khu yo ar de nan de no shigi na pe na nga ta nga da ve khang sa chue khang sa zung ni je s khang sa chue khang sa zung ma ja wa ska na sanje kyamde na pin chi khang ga ta chen ge ji ge chen ge re ta nga ju shou ta ma ba zung zo ge mi yin da ge ni sem ge ta ni sem ge ne se da ta yun de xin ga ri na ta kan tong ma re s so zhe gang sha ge chue gang sha ge ma zung s ta na wo
historical teacher Shakyamuni Buddha himself said in a sutra which is quoted in many other Buddhist texts including Valid Cognition of Brahmana Bodhika which deals with Buddhist metaphysics and logic. And Bhikkhu quoted the lines from his memory. So basically, Buddha is telling us that he said, somebody like me, meaning complete enlightened being, is a Buddha now, knows about others. In other words, Buddhas know each other very well, and Buddhas know everything about us because of their omniscient mind and knowledge. So he said, other than that, if you are not one of us, meaning enlightened beings, then do not judge other people because you don't know who is true. And if you study to do that, you are going to make a terrible mistake. Okay? And so that's what we're talking about. As ordinary people, we really do not have the capacity to read each other's mind. We really don't know, who is true. So therefore, the best thing is to relate ourselves, properly and positively to others.
我让说的 跟那神经神经顶住一呢，吃的西米，顶住那来西米，当不玉米还好嘛，是不是？可是有个，我是搞的，如果搞的玉米的，大学也嘛，是。可南个，南个一年南个到外园地的，搞的玉米的，来不搞的玉米，我说还管一样嘛，是不是？
So when we talk about in a very deeper sense, right? I mean, we are sometimes very kind of in some sense very restricted by our perceptual limitations, right? And but there are things beyond that perception level, we really don't know if some of the cats and dogs we have are really the manifestation of holy beings. What we see are the cats and dogs, right? Animals. But that's our perceptual limitation. So we get so stuck with the external form. But what defines whether someone is a realized holy or not is the internal realization. It's not the outside form, right? So they could come in the form of cats and dogs very well, actually. But what we see are the cats and dogs. We might mistreat them, but in reality, these are the holy beings. So that's how our perceptual limitation sometimes is a problem. So if holy beings could come in the form of, let's say, animals, cats and dogs and, other animals, then of course they can very well manifest as fellow human beings, as ordinary people. So therefore, it's very important for us to cultivate the Tibetan word is called dharma, pure perception of each other. Basically means we try to look at each other from positive angles and appreciate the goodness in each other. Just don't be too nosy about all the weaknesses and things. That's none of our business. Just learn to respect and appreciate the goodness in others.
浪人跟那干那的话，反正，说是浪漫了，说是浪漫了，当那兄弟在呢，三姐，但是三姐跟这些压过，这家当那兄弟在呢，虽然是抢大学嘛，原定抢都是干那个的，但是他那一些说不那个都待的在呢，或者几个了他，虽然可能都待的可能话是，可以几时跟的，没有几时跟都是，都是那上当的，这是叫嘛的，原定个嘛呢。
啊，你原定个问题，别得得了，你可以说是说说你去把你的改一呢，原定个问题，这是有点什么的，别，还是个大，这改变呢？啊，你选的嘛多呀？当啊，你原定想去，就同意的，真的，你可说是了，可是个控制了，啊，当他兄弟的真的来了，我也是。
In the Lamrim treatises, Lamrim is a Tibetan word which means stages of path and enlightenment, but it's a genre in Tibetan Buddhism. It's called Lamrim now, stages of path. And in the context of cultivating a proper relationship with gurus or lamas, with masters, one of the things that talk about is we should learn to see gurus or lamas as if they were real Buddhas and enlightened beings. Why? When we cultivate that perception, then we always see goodness in our gurus, and we will never have any negative thoughts and problems with them. Okay? Now we can, cultivate a similar kind of thing about other people. We may not necessarily see everybody as Buddha, but if we cultivate true perception of all other people, try to look at the good thing in them, then that blocks all the negativity in our mind about them. But right now, we are so habituated in finding the fault in each other, right? Oh, he says that, she says that, this and that, that and those, and all of that stuff, that's about good things. But when we cultivate that pure perception of each other, then what happens is our mind gets habituated in looking at each other from positive angles and only seeing the positive things, you see? So then that blocks our negative thoughts and negative projections and, you know, onto others or each other.
他学习这个问题呢, 学每站的明显的学习这种代表呢，他学习同一个的，个人也是那不呢，他这里累积个，累积三级的累积着呢，大概这些他原来在上通用个嘛的，学带的个，他学被学从他学通个，这个三级的学一样嘛，学工资已经定定着吧，因为呢，过去累积个被打那么些不些呢，被学带学，反正呢，他学带动个，从他通的个。
I did see
Yaki.
There is no certainty with our perception. You know, what seems to appear to us could completely wrong and established for our own sight. You see, there is no certainty in what we see or with our perception. So considering that matter, then you could say, yeah, it seems like he or she is doing something wrong. But I'm really not sure about my perception. I've got to check that out. So that's how we apply the negativity right there.
Well, Logbe Kibasin, Kibal Mandaki, not Dugin Yoris, Kibal Mandaki, not Dugin Yoris, Logbe Kibasin, any Dugin Sintani, the Mabel Yavaton Yoris. Bena Dawanina Wanshis, Nankin and Dawaki Madurate, Wanshil, and Dawanin Hanki Wanshit in Yoris, the Logbe Wanshis, Yanka Maris.
So, from a spirituality point of view, and for our spiritual development, it is very important for us to cultivate pure perception of the
Father. That's Zeba Gombegina. Zeba, the any change in the Chok Zeba is. The Girumbegano, Zeba Tobdin and the Jinji Choks. Zeba Tobdin and Basili United, the Jinja and the Chok Zeba Cheris.
And as Manjushri Lama Dongaba or Jerumbe said elsewhere, as people put it in the mind from his memory, he says that if you have faith, if you come with patience, then it's like we have the best ornament. We have put on the best
ornament. Nyamu Dumi, Kathu Kunji Pulse. Nyamu Baka Bay, Yay Kong, Nyamu Kong Kong Tony. Down the line, dandalan ni zaba gomba te ta son sa ti ten ni mu de kadu bin ke dan lan du dalan nan kan tens pe te pe chod jwa cha gar kare sen ane dere ta tu gule nan ka ding tu gu ji ya lan sen tu gu ge nyen bu de nan ka ding sa shung de dio ya tin nan cha gar es
So when we read cognitive patients and we are really in the sense of like stable in patients, practical patients, then we can put up with anything. If anger is nothing, although anger seems to be so destructive and powerful, but we have a good sense of patience, it can counteract anger. An example given for the divine is like, just as, you know, maybe you need to call it a mythical word, Garuda. Is an antidote to a poisonous snake. It doesn't matter how poisonous the snake is the Garuda can just chase away or threaten that snake. So like that, the Garuda of patience can threaten the snake of anger. And patience is just like an armor you put on that when you go to the battlefield from the home base, right? So they say that, you know, when you get to, you know, nothing really pokes into you because armor protects you. So like that, if you have put on the armor of patience, then the sharp arrows of the, you know, yucky word are not going to pierce your ear. So you stay cool. That's the modern
language. This is something for change. Tetar shene, tatne, ha kova shene, zhejo kwa shala, nama na zhejo kwa zhejo, ane tnega, ane zhebe kwa shate, rang tam jule yeba shene, kwa shate, rang jule yeba shene, kwa shate, rang jule yeba
And so listing all these things, then the Lama Dhamma says, you know, understanding all these things, then you should make effort to cultivate patience, to put on the armor of patience, so that others' harsh words cannot pierce through you.
Tatrini zonte, Franzong, tsamalo, Nal dengki ta, thoma pinja ina nta, kar togu thoma ina shi ina, tenzu kare sebi ina, susi pe do pungi no ki degures, pa lung ma je bache, ya wu degures.
Now, this kind of teaching today, so all of you, you know, so need to start putting this into action or practice, right? So when you are with your family members, your boyfriends, girlfriends, you know, significant others, whatever the case may be, they say something, you know, not so pleasant to you, just say a lot of law. You know, don't act and don't do anything. Just take it.
Then they just say, Jawala, Shing Dong Nang Shing Pei, Shing Dong Bo Nang Shing Nei Pei, Sen Meba Nang Shing Pei. That's Java Gong Te Guru.
Great Indian Bodhisattva Mahasattva Shantideva, in his Guide to Bodhisattva's Way of Life, Bodhisattva Charavdas, and it's put very beautifully in a poetic form. And he says that when others say something bad to you, does something bad to you, at that moment, don't act, don't think, just stay like a piece of wood, stay like a log, right? If you can say anything to a piece of wood, it's not going to get mad, it's not going to do anything, it's just a piece of wood. So just be like that, you know, a piece of wood, don't think about anything, don't justify anything, just stay like a piece of wood. Just stay cool, stay calm. So as we learn about these things, we educate ourselves in these matters, now, I mean, we all need to make efforts to cultivate these things in our mind. So when we go home and people around us, be they family members or others, you know, they use their coolness and say bad things to us, and if we don't act and we bring them in short patience, I think it's okay if they will appreciate it. Oh, it makes sense. Every Sunday you go to some center. That's making some effect on you.
So
then, I mean, if that happens, like, you know, then we have harmony between us and others, you know, so, you know, we bring peace to others, peace to ourselves. So that not only affects our life here, but then of course the patience, it also brings forth positive results in
people's lives. 아니 당 알아서 최진심이 기기 싸우라 되니 산지 때문에 먼저 다지 이런 내야겠죠. 때만 되면 되니 시부 담바 자위기 너비 시부 되니 시부 담바 리스 마치비 되니 시부 넘만 우리 개비 때마다 두지 이런 담배 맨날 두고 왔죠. 아니 최진 쇼 보면은 현대 사원에 있어 된다 봐요. 양은 이제 이제 감 되다 이해도 문제비 그 소타다 괜히 등진을 수타다 맨날 두고 왔죠.
We'll stop there today and whatever positive energy or merit we have accumulated together, that's dedicated for the flourishing of Dharma, the source of benefit and happiness throughout the universe. We dedicate our collective merit for the long life of His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, and all other holy beings, wherever they are. May they live long and be successful in fulfilling their visions, benefiting sentient beings. May spiritual communities throughout the world and spiritual practitioners from all traditions remain healthy, harmonious, and be successful in fulfilling their spiritual aspirations. May this and other world environments be free of all kinds of unwanted pains and problems, and beings find peace, happiness, prosperity, and spirituality.
너나 마귀 생길 탐지, 민현지 관리자는 산지 공파로 보지 탐지, 줄, 오그리스.
Last but not least, we dedicate our merit for all kind mother sentient beings to be free from the fears and dangers of two types of mental obscurations preventing nirvana, obscurations preventing conditioned state, and maybe all reach complete enlightenment state.
하나 딱 현대의 힐 예식이스 다 다리 있는 사람 소리 아메리카 나로 딱 대 나디 숨그 난다 누사키 비슈모 때문에 좀 트랜스는 하고 들어가서
So before we do our dedication prayers, I would like to take a moment as we have witnessed the natural disasters struck us. And so you all know
a little
about that
situation.
And even the seniors among us, you see, they don't recall something like that happened in their lifetime. So we have tremendous natural disaster hit us this time.
다 당연하게 그 미 명부지 다 소신 처리 다 도서 명부지 변도 떠르네 다 눈이 돈이 배다 늘이 누워지 다 이제 매번에 쉬는 거로 봤어.
So when we look at the disaster, we cannot envision any worse situation than that. Many have lost lives and destroyed. And looking at the scale of destruction, then we cannot envision that what could be worse. If anything happened.
다 난지네 먼저 용기 아메리카 용당 아니 딸 아니 딸딸 그러시게 컴퍼니 쪽에 먼저 배다 집이 인스 상국이 알아봤어 이제 다 이 거기 괜찮은데 근데 진짜 가봐 숨기나 농부 있긴 숨기나 나상 아주 잡으시니 그러시고 다 로봇 생기 알아봤어
And usually when the tragedy struck anywhere in any part of the world, United States always run there and try to do its part. And of course, some companies and whatever. But this tragedy in some way has humbled us. And of course, the federal government and state governments and all kinds of agencies and individuals and organizations and corporates, we are all trying to pull together to do whatever we can.
That Tari, Ransom Nalodale, Pedro Sundusanini. 흉당 아니 컴퍼니 무슨 아니 만만 참아로 그래서 소수 그소에 빠져서 돌아 끼기나 때 이제 짓는 야고 기대한
도스 So I think maybe he was trying to imply this. But when it starts outside our country, anybody of the world, we are very good in some sense. To come to tell them, but this time he does, because he killed us at home, we have, in some sense, more responsibility to respond. to the tragedy, and all of us, and whatever we can afford, maybe we just can only donate $1, that's fine. You know,
so then, can I answer any great and choose all Tony Dundandy Dundandy? Crazy. And the Tarzotan, any Kuyukuni, Kuni Gale, Joyce, and she did Mosu Kangali, any Red Cross and Eggins.
And so, TDL, our monastery wants to do whatever we can with our part here. And so we are going to make small donations too. And we would like to, you know, part of the monastery in, you know, you want to write checks or, you know, give cash. So we have our venerable chef, you know, Hannes Halko over there, and the people over here. So then some good chance, right? So please, you know, give our checks or cash.
And she was on boy at the laying a bucket of sabi, no meaning that you can have a tayak, Malangeling, as any money is doing.
And so, thinking about them who lost their lives and for terrible state and with all this tragedy, we, in a prayer that may all their negative karmas, you know, get, you know, purified. And so together we are going to decide the mantra of compassion for Hare Akhokeshwara.
Shadam Vole Jeve Jabu Tungwa Chintung Kaba Zumbi Sanje Tungwa Kona Kandu Tela Tidam Subhashiri Zala Shatsi Lava Mani Pimyo 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 Omani bhimi hunge wa deye nyu uyadu uyadu loya moya sa je uyadu uyadu ne droya mo ke uyadu Maji Chere Zongwa Tindhi Jaswa Yi Kabir Sindhi Abadu Tindhi Jor Ji Sa Yi Ki Vinay Shoye Meto Cham Rirwa Lingye Nyi De Jambu Vande Sanji Hindu Mithi Ambu Wa Yi Rokuyananda Vakhin Na Shibar Shoye Dham Guru Rinam Jalak Niyadaya Amin.